mai punai ca iari. Ayahuasca curandera, cayoy puntay callarín. Curay cura cuerpecito, nanay 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 nanay. Curay cura mentecita, nanay 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 nanay. Nanay 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 nanay. Upawacha curandera, shamay kunay kayari. Upawacha curandera, shamay kunay kayari. Curay cura cuerpecito, trae nanay 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 nanay. Curay cura mentecita, trae nanay nanay nanay. Trae nanay 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 nanay. Nanay 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 cuerpecito, trae nanay 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 nanay, curay cura mentecita, trae nanay 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 nanay, 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 trae nanay 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 nanay. Curandero, shamay kunay kayarin. Sananito curandero, shamay kunay kayarin. Curay cura cuerpecito, nanay 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 nanay. Curay cura mentecita, trae nanay 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 nanay. 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 Trae nanay nanay nanay
que tejen la trama de todo lo que existe. La realidad, la mente, todo se va. Solo soy vida, conciencia, amor. Estoy en ellas o ellas en mí. Todo está en todo, pero hay muchos niveles, muchos mundos. Cuando ya no esté, mi aire quedará en ti y cantaré con tu lengua. Hola, hola, buenas noches, hola. El peso de la luz, sí, el peso de la luz. Un martes más aquí en Contrabanda FM, venimos en directo y vamos a traer otro experimento musical, otro viaje filosófico, espiritual, otro enfoque tangencial a esta realidad tan cuadrada y tan compartimentada. Estas primeras palabras, así en castellano, pero lo que sigue va a venir en un inglés chapurreado, mi English, aprendido en Jerusalén y en Sudáfrica, y el English de nuestro invitado, que originalmente nació en Bélgica. Así que, si no entiendes algo, nos llamas. Recuerda que Contrabanda es el 93-317-7366. Repito, 93-317-7366. Y también, si tienes amigas, amigos que están en otros países y que van a entenderlo en este English, pues los llamas. Les dices que conecten los llamas o les envías un mail o un chat o lo que sea, un WhatsApp, y les dices que hay un programa en Contrabanda en este momento, que conecten contrabanda.org y ahí está, para todo el mundo. Hemos empezado con unos cantos llamados Ícaros. We have started with Ícaros. I didn't know that was the name of this singing. It referred to the ayahuasca, and that's only one of the substances we're gonna mention today. You know a bit of all this, don't you, Daniel?
Yes, I do. Sí.
Welcome. We also bring some instruments, and we also going to do some singing and some improvising or whatever happens. Ah, yes, I need to find the light so that we can light the candle. We have some wine, we have some space and time that we are making sacred to speak about things that we want to defend. We want to speak of drugs and speak of plants, but we want to make very clear what is one thing and what is the other. Perhaps it's just the attitude that makes them different, but then we're gonna defend our attitude. I don't find the light, but let's see. We are using YouTube. We are in a funny world. We can enter YouTube and look for songs of ayahuasca. Even though ayahuasca is being prosecuted, we can find them in YouTube, no problem. I mean, the sound is not being prosecuted yet. My God.
Thank you. No, that was not YouTube, I must say. Because otherwise people might think, oh, where is it? I want to find it. Who is it playing? Who's playing it? Daniel, you want to have surname on this program? You want to have... Because when we will put it up on the podcast, it will be available worldwide and anyone will be able to stream it and download it. And then I wonder, sometimes I let people come in with no, with anonymity, anonymous, and then I think when I'm making the writing on the about the podcast, I think, oh, but I didn't know really the full name of this person. I don't know how to find this person, or if they want, if this person wants to be found or identified.
You can put my name, Corinne Niwe.
Corinne
Niwe.
Iwe.
Niwe. Corinne, double N, Iwe.
Okay.
So Running Wind.
Running Wind.
Yeah.
Very nice. Running Wind. Time is gonna fly, I feel. Tonight we're gonna make a space and time that we're gonna say, ah, it's finished.
Oh.
No. Okay, let's go for it. We are at war, I believe.
Yes, we are. We have always been.
What's our side is connecting with nature and connecting with a set of dimensions that are not taught at school?
No. Yes, indeed.
Connecting with the elements in a way that is not taught at school, not like physics tells you or chemistry tells you.
Not in this culture, not where we live now. No, it is not being taught to us people.
So we have a side that makes us brothers and sisters with all the so-called primitive cultures, which is a prejudgment, it's like a name, a funny name, primitive culture, as if we were advanced cultures. So the advanced version of human beings, it's kind of fighting the other version of human beings.
Yes, and it's been fighting that for a long time now. I believe if you look at it, you can track it in history. First signs are about 4,000 years ago, so yeah, that's a long time. First signs of a more, I believe it's a male culture trying to take over something that has been very female in respective to this planet. And it happened a long time ago. And ever since we wandered off a long way and done a lot of harm. And we call ourselves being very civilized, but I don't believe that.
I'm sure you read Robert Graves, the White Goddess, and all his explanation of how the matriarchal calendar of moon was taken over by the sun calendar. Male.
No, I did not read that book, and I did not read a lot of books about it, but you can find it, yes. And one thing like the Maya calendar, which is coming up very strongly now, is a movement back to, it's a natural rhythm. I mean, there's 13 full moons in 1 year, and before one, I think it was Pope Gregorius somewhere in the medieval times, before that there was 13 months, and he said, no, we go to 12 months, and it became so complicated, but that was the point. To make it complicated, to make it hard for people to find the connection to what there was already, a life in balance with nature, and the only thing to bring chaos is to bring chaos. So just throw everything away, mix it with something new, burn all the books and burn all the witches. And
somehow then Pope means Christianity, Catholicism. They wanted to install and impose something they differenced from nature. They call it supernatural. And then it was needed a new calendar, something strange to nature, strange to humans, because that was even a highest instance in the human development to access that order that was supernatural, not just natural. Others say it was just a fight for power and domination, and then complexity, new laws, new order, new calendars was part of the whole strategy. And I hope that during this program we can see both sides, whether we are content and it's enough to stay on the natural, it's our best reference, or whether we are missing out something if we don't go further into something that is supernatural. That's at least my hint, no? That's one of the, because also with the woman movements, liberation movements, they complain they're always out of time. In the words of men, they are out of time, so the men have to tell them, okay, you are late, but you can join us now, after we've made a revolution, join us, and then we give you more rights. And I complain, I say, no, don't be fooled by men, because men have created a different timeline, and it's not that you women are late, it's that you have a timeline that is more
natural.
Yeah. And the other one, it's artificial, and then that's why you're always out of sync. It depends from what side you look at things.
Yeah. And also, it's not all of man or all of woman that created what we are in now. I believe it's a few that were very clever and very well aware of what they wanted and how to do that, that created a kind of a dream spell, which became a very real reality. And if you don't think about it and you just try to live your life and you're in it like very, you try to live your life, then it's not so bad. But once you start to think about it, that's when you open your eyes and you go, oh my God.
And once you start gathering with others that think likewise, then you become a threat. Then you become dangerous, and then you see how sharp are the knives of the enemy.
Yep, and then you find out that history was always written by the guys that win.
Yeah, I don't know why it can, it should not be.
Just put out there. That should be.
That should be enough, yeah.
And that is why, that's my story, that I tried to look for history that was not written, and I tried to connect to all those people throughout time that lived the other reality, which was as real as the one we're in now, to all those people that kept the connection with truth and with the heart and with awareness and that's very, it's not easy because most of the traces have been erased and most of the lines have been broken and luckily these days all, like they call them the indigenous people, los indios, they still have a lot of this knowledge. And it's in all directions. I mean, it's in the east, it's in the south, it's in the west, it's in the north. And for my feeling, that is why all this entire movement, and you can see it, you know, most Western people are so lost in space and they're looking everywhere to find back these old lines, this old knowledge, this old connection to this planet. And to being a human being living on this planet. I mean, being a human is more than being supernatural or it's in the first place.
Or legal.
Or legal. Yeah. Who thought about being legal in life? I mean, there's life and what's more?
What's more, that's it. And it's funny enough. Well, funny is just a way of saying it, but strange enough, some of these tribes are refusing to have children and they are accepting to finish, to get out of it.
You mean Aborigine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like they say, okay, our lineage ends here because we can't keep our songs, our traditions, we don't want to explain why we do this, we don't want to fight against corporations and multinationals, we don't want to become tourist attraction or what we just finish.
We stop the song line here.
And yet I feel that if there is a possibility of jumping from body to body, if the spirit can be passed from one another as among us human, then those that should be born on that tribe will be born on a bourgeois family.
Yeah.
And they're gonna refuse all that education and they're gonna come up with songs and traditions and behaviors that are springing like mushrooms on the Western society, which is not West, it's global and already, no? It's not just in the West, it's happening everywhere. That's what gave me that this insight was coming when I lived in South Africa and I found some whiteys, youngsters born in the apartheid society and refusing to be counted as one of them because they were not guilty to be born there, and they embraced North American Indian traditions, Rasta traditions, Aboriginal Australian traditions, and they were fully into that, dressing, singing, talking, living like that. And it was for me like, what's happening? Like, what is this blue-eyed white South African doing? Is he putting on a mask? Is he changing identities? Like, okay, now this is fashion, the fashion and thing, or, and that's one thing we could accuse, or we could be suspicious about all this shamanism in the West. Is it just a fashion? Is this just a trendy thing?
It is yes and no, because everything has a yes and a no. And because I come from Holland, and Holland is a country. Well, I do not come from Holland, but I lived there long enough. Holland is a country of enterprise. It's very easy to start an enterprise there, to be in business, and spirituality is a business there, because it's part of the Dutch spirit to be in business, which can be very chaotic. I mean, you can find everything there. It's like everything's for sale there, on the spiritual level, but I've been in the beginning of my spiritual search, like 18 years ago. I was so thankful that there was so many things that I could sniff at and try, or, you know, because like if there's nothing, there's nothing. But if there's more things you can try, you can look for, and if it works, it works, it helps you, and then you go on, and something else comes. So I believe it's good.
So you had access to a new set of resources.
Yeah. And it was good that the resources were there. That's part of being born in an area where there is some development spiritually and some access to other paths. And for me, it's so that I've been interested in other cultures, in more native cultures, ever since I was young. And I see now why, because I don't feel at home in the civilized world. I always felt something missing, you know, in school, in growing up, in society. And so I looked for a big part of who I am now, I found in other cultures.
So it is, how young did this curiosity...
When I left home to live on my own, let's say when I was 23, it started, mm-hmm. 22, 23.
And did it happen because of you having problems with legal drugs? Or did it happen because of an existential search, or a search for some deeper meaning, or both?
It took me many years to find out, but the real reason why I started for my search is because I died when I was 18 months old, as a baby. And although I'm still alive now, and I got reanimated and saved by my mother, she gave me life the second time. But my life, I was not the same person. My life changed completely on all levels, physically, emotional, mental, because of the serious impact of that.
So that's really, really young, 18 months
old. Yeah. And it was such an impact that it's a black hole. I've tried to go back there, and every time it gets a bit better. But that's what set me off looking for who am I and what am I doing here.
But then, this is my question now. Breathing is, as one of those songs in the 60s would say, the best things in life are for free. And breathing is for free, and it's one of the best things in life. I mean, of course, not the best. It's the one necessary, the one really necessary. But I mean, rebirthing and vivation, those techniques of breathing, they claim that through these techniques you can go back to your birth, go back to before your birth, whatever. Why try things? Why try substances and not just breathing?
I tried rebirthing, but I've...
good.
I did the technique for more than an hour and it didn't work. Because going back to my birth means going back through...
Your death.
My death. And that's... I can laugh about it now, but that's not a joke.
Yeah.
And yeah, it didn't work, that technique.
Another thing is the sweat lodges, the inipis, and whatever, temazcal, other names, which initially, as I understand, you don't take any substance, but you go into a heat, and there is a difficulty of breathing, and you also face death somehow, or a very extreme situation, and yet, as I say, you don't take any substances. You sweat all the toxins you have. So it's, and you try that as well. You actually conduct.
Yes. And the funny thing is that I was so into the traditional way of conducting and being part of the Inipis and the Lakota tradition, which uses no substances.
Mm-hmm.
That when I encountered the substances, as we call them until
mm-hmm.
now,
mm-hmm.
it was a real struggle inside to accept both ways, because that's what they are. They are different traditions and different ways of coming to, as I see it, to the same point in the end. And I must say that, as referring to breathing, the sweat lodges and the entire Lakota ceremonial life helped me a lot, because I was a singer and I love singing, and singing is about breathing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it did me very well.
I'm trying to make now a list of substances, and I'm sure I'm going to be short of many. Xango is the first one that came to me now.
Xango,
it's an Amazonic tradition that uses the poison of
frog.
Yeah.
Cambo.
Yeah. Sorry, Cambo.
I know Mr. Frog.
And then you go through a near-death experience or whatever. I mean, your face goes like if it's...
You can ask the people that saw me when I came back from my second campo. I really was a frog.
Yes, your body goes, swallows, and it's amazing thing. Ayahuasca, marijuana, tobacco, opium, iboga, jat from Yemen,
cat
from Yemen, we have also psilocybin, amanita muscaria, the
salvia divinorum,
the stramonium, they call it, or the devil's herb, or we have also other mushrooms, like in Mexico. And speaking of Mexico, we have peyote, we have
psilocybin,
and the other cactus, San Pedro, the mezcalito, mezcalito. There are so many, even plants that we have around, like nutmeg, or what you call, even things that we use at in the kitchen, that if you take enough quantities, you also go through a special state of consciousness. And my question to you before at home was, what about this anthropological thesis that we as a human race became human because of encountering substances in nature that instead of eating an apple, we ate a mushroom, or we ate some plant or some cactus, and then we suddenly went through Alice
in Wonderland.
Yeah, Alice Hole, not the rabbit hole.
I just finished a book about geomancy.
Yeah.
And this guy was very clear, and I understand now that you cannot be human fully if you do not accept that you're part of this earth, of this planet you live on. He stated that, but it's very double inside a human being, because one part of being human is very much related to higher spheres, angelic beings, but it is on this planet that we are human beings. And being part of this planet also means being part of whatever is living on that planet, and that is the plant nation, the animal people, the mineral. Look to how Native Americans stated. It's like everything is part of their life, are their brothers and sisters. And if you fully accept that and you live that life in balance with nature, with the planet, then all knowledge will come about the plants and the minerals and whatever substances you need. I do not see that living a life on this planet is living a life with, oh, that's a drug there, or oh, that's something you can become high of, or it's
let's pull out that herb because it's yeah, it's illegal.
Yeah,
it's more about, okay, you want to go for it, then you will know another side of your, another aspect of the
because even the use of that is part of life. It's not something to have a debate about. It's not something to have a philosophical. We do that here. That's what we are. But those people do not do that because it's part of life. It's like Native Americans say, we don't discuss or argue about God out of respect. You can discuss with your friends about all normal plain things, but they do not argue about God or about great mystery or about certain things, because you just don't do that. You respect it and you leave it as it is. It's this mind thing that just keeps the mind going, but keeps the body far away from being alive.
And yet, Buddha discovered that the source of suffering was attachment. Attachment to pleasure or attachment to anything. So one would be risking freedom, risking real happiness, if one gets attached to anything. Call it a sacred plant, call it a sacred burger. If you want to make the burger, the Burger King sacred, then also it's going to make you unhappy, because they also have a timetable, and if you feel like a burger when it's closed, then you are in dire straits, you are in a problem, you are in agony. But this kind of dependence, helping you to be independent, we still have to be educated. No matter what we do or we use, because I'm sure the traditional cultures, the shamanic cultures, they don't take ayahuasca as we drink wine in Spain. No, they don't. They don't do it like a. they call it no recreational.
Recreational use.
Like what I understand is that if you want to become a shaman, there is a lot of trials, there is a lot of hardship that you go through. You must endure, you must control the vehicle, you must show that you are the one that drives that vehicle.
That you are worthy.
That you are aware, that you can take fasts, that you can take solitude, that you can endure all these things, and then they'll let you try this. But here in the West, like in Holland, you could taste whatever you want. You pay for this and you get a trip on a shamanic trip, and I'm sure you go into the internet and you Google shamanic ceremonies, and you're going to find millions of enters.
But that's still a difference. I mean, that's sniffing. That's just because reality stays that if you really want to go deeper into, you will get all the lessons you need. And so if it's your choice only to stay on, to not go deep and try many things, you can do that. But it's a golden rule. If you want to go deep, you'll have to go deep. If you want to discover truth, you'll have to discard everything that's keeping truth from being there or from seeing you, that truth of who you are and what you're doing here in this life, on this planet.
On this now.
On this here and now. Yeah.
It's like saying, if you want to escape, anything will help you to escape.
Yeah.
Or you will leave the illusion that you can escape anything, and you will be able to escape through shamanism, or through going to the tavern or the pub, or going through television or internet, whatever, masturbating, whatever, the workaholism, anything. But if you want to find yourself, also anything, almost anything is going to help you.
And it especially if it comes your way. That's what happened to me. I mean, I had something inside that was looking for who I am. But many times just things come your way, and that's how the ayahuasca came my way. And I had a I had a rough time with the ayahuasca. It's not, I did not, my first experience was so bad that I said never again. I did not enjoy what I experienced there, but still it was my way. It came to me for a reason, and that's why I continued.
And then the old problem of how nice was being on that state. Shit, now I have to go back to work. Now it's Sunday again. Now I must change the nappies of my children. I must fix that engine so the car can work. And how to conciliate the normal life, let's say, this globalized normality, that I have behavior accepted for by the society, this global society, that I have a set of goals and set of control. I control my eating, my working, my sleeping, my so and so. And how can I integrate all the experiences that I had on that vision quest, or on that trip to Mexico, or on that trip to Africa, or Amazon, or how can I integrate that with my normal life, with my education and my...
That's the most important thing to do. So I never... Whatever I did was not to run away from that, but to really integrate that. And that's always my main focus, on how can I integrate or incarnate that what I learn from these substances or from what these cultures bring me into my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a very practical guy. I mean, I've done more with my hands until now than on the spiritual path. But it's also very, very difficult, because you sometimes bump into the structures of that civilization that you don't agree with.
The structures outside and the structures inside. Memories, traces of those structures that we have already embodied, and that our brain begins to function on a rhetorical way or on a civilized discourse, rational way, discursive, rational, and out of the here and now. And that is a challenge, a big challenge. When it's not like you have set up a place in a land that was fully devoted to consecrating the elements, the vegetal, animal, spiritual, and yet I'm sure you saw how your brain would start function under those civilized paths of brain thinking. So the enemy somehow, it's also inside.
Yeah. And that's very crucial to me, to recognize that whatever I'm fighting against is already part of myself, because that's the only way that I can learn, and that's the only way that I can become whole again, by accepting that. It's to find that everything is already inside.
And we go back to what I said before, to use it as a platform. I said we can escape through anything, or make believe that we are escaping, delude ourselves with that feeling of I'm escaping. And you can find yourself through anything. But there is one thing that is more now important for me to bring, is sexuality. I'm very lucky man. I go into my wife, and when I'm inside, I can say, well, take away all the drugs, all the substances, all the techniques. I just now plug myself, literally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, with Mother Earth, because my wife becomes nature itself, the center of the earth, and the experience and the state of consciousness of that is difficult to compare it, because it kind of surpasses all the other experiences, and yet it's for free. I mean, for free, it's so natural. It's not something I have to go fasting, take this and vomit, or feel sick or dizzy, or go through hardships, or it's like there. And somehow, maybe I'm just very lucky, and most men have lost the conscious of worshipping women, because they are the best drug that can bring you. If there is a substance that can connect you, that is your counterpart on the sexual encounter. And at the same time, as I say, you can think you can escape, and so many people escape through having sex, and for them it's like escape. And they can lose themselves, and they can burn out their energy just by doing sex with as many people as possible, or as many ways as possible, and in all the sado, maso, this, that, orgy, party, whatever. It can become, again, a whole supermarket where you can get lost and escape from who you are. So why do we undermine? Why we undermine woman as a, I'm talking as a man, no? Woman, why we don't value them more and don't connect with them more? If they have the calendar, they have the menstruation, they have the connection, they have the intuition, they have the witch magic. Why do you think men go to look for mushrooms instead of going to the oven, into the oven?
Because as what I got to learn, to experience, because man, pure physically, do not get the energy directly from Mother Earth as women do, because women have the moon cycle, the time when they bleed. It's a pure cleansing term, and that helps them to open up as a woman, as physically, to other dimensions. It's a really, and look back in the old traditional ways, it's a very sacred time for women. But men, we don't have that. And in many traditions, a lot of the ceremonial acts for men are there to help men to reach some kind of level on some kind of way by taking some kind of substance to not to imitate, but to make that connection possible that women have naturally with being on this planet, being human. We men, we miss something, and nature gives something to be able to go to those levels. The only thing is that it can be very scary sometimes, and if just be open and go back in history and see what happens. The pure male patriarchal religion, the act, is an act out of fear for the feminine power, for this planet, for nature, for a force of life which is rather uncontrollable.
Fear.
Fear.
That's a word I'm writing it down. Fear. Okay, we found one enemy.
Fear is a good enemy.
Oh, look, there, behind those records, put the hand behind the box. Oh, there should be a... No? Oh, then here there is a light. Gas, and we're lighting a little spliff that Javi has gave to us. Akajum is a best DJ that spoils me almost every Tuesday. He told me today, Jordi, you always hope that, or count almost, that the Virgin Mary is going to appear to you. And you cannot do that. If you want a bit of something to smoke, or a little bit of grass to make it, to make it. No, you must tell me. You must phone me before. don't come always and say, "Oh, do you have anything to smoke?" But he gave us because he's got a generous heart, and you know, everyone knows because he's been doing such a marvelous life of music about hip hop. That's our neighbor from the program before. Okay. And I'm really thanking him from here and now. Javi Akajum, Distrito Apache, sí señor. El mejor Apache que conocí. And anyhow, fear comes before rebellion or after rebellion?
Before.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I've taken now these enemies that we usually put them on a horizontal line, let's say, one next to the other, fear, rebelliousness, these enemies, pride, forgetfulness, or egotistic. Instead of putting them in a line, like in a horizon, I put them in a timeline as if they were part of a process. And then I imagine being first in the light, and then something happens, and then I'm not in the light anymore. And then I either get lost in the darkness or start looking my way back to the light. And I try to imagine what was that instant, what was that thing that made us fall out of the light? Rebelliousness, fear, pride.
It's a good question. I've thought about it many times, and I believe it's part of a process of learning, and I have learned myself the most about being in that darkness and about my fears and about the struggle.
So fear comes after the fall. First is...
It's part of the fall.
First I see the proudness of, hey, I don't need anyone telling me nothing. You know, I'm going to do my way. And then, oops, you do your way and you're out of that beautiful music, that beautiful non-thinking. Even in the history of philosophy and serious philosophers and blah, 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 Fichte, for instance, was one of them, and other critics of Kant, they said the Christian story, fable of the fall from Adam out of paradise, and Adam and Eve, happened because of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Because of being philosophical about life.
Becoming a thinker of life stopped us from being in life. And so his attempt or his mission, his goal was to give the right thinking that should only, if it's the right one, should only be said once. No more philosophers would be needed if we find the right thinking, and to go back in.
The funny thing is that even now, the scientists are discovering something what the philosophers have been philosophing about all the time. Because philosophy is about the sense of life, about God, about creation. And even the scientists are discovering the same truths through science. And if philosophers also find the same truth through philosophing, then I don't believe it's wrong to be that, but it's about where it all leads to.
You know.
I've always been more a shaman than a civilized man, although I was born in a civilized world, because they don't have that mind thing. They are there and it's learning on a different level, but it's where it all leads to. So for me, if we can, it's about the combination of all the different aspects. And in these times, I do believe, and that's the hope I have, that we finally come together, but on all the levels, and say, hey, it's about the same thing. We're all living.
Our first duty then is to achieve this balance with our billions and trillions of cells.
Yeah, and people living on this planet.
Forget the planet for once, because if we think we must make a nice orchestra with the neighbor and with your lover and with your parents and with the people of the other side of the world, we all be concert. Maybe that stops you from. Maybe that's one of the lies of pretending having a goal or a wish like that can make you unhappy, whether escaping as well, not just unhappy, but escaping from your first duty, which is look inside you and look into all your cells with your orchestra of sounds that are in the body, orchestra of throbs and coughing and farts and laughter, and look there and see if you really feel a concert. I guess if everyone would do that, there wouldn't be any conflicts with us.
No, because
among us, within
if,
us.
If you really want to come into your body, then being in war and being afraid or being addicted, it's not good for your body. So if you really want to make that music, you will have to really come into your body. You will have to be on this planet and accept.
I'm having a lot of visions and insights as we speak, and my tongue is too slow to put them into words. But I realize that until we don't accept that we have summer, spring, autumn, and winter all at once in our bodies, all at once. And if it's already stressful for us as citizens, as people, as to accept that one day there is a bit of rain, there is a bit of sun, now it's cold, now it's hot, all this becomes the main theme of the everyday life, when the weather begins to do funny things like extremes, and we feel disorientated, then until we don't accept that we have this already in our body happening at once, like the planet Earth has as one planet all these different climates happening at once.
But why at once?
Because then they make the full scope. Like the egg doesn't exist alone, and then the hen and
they
are both at the same time.
That would mean that you would live only one moment.
But so big, that moment can be so huge, so wide, that then embraces all the possibilities that life can exist at that one moment.
Yeah, you can do that, but then you will get a choice. What? I mean, if you experience that and you get the choice what to do with it, what will you create with that knowledge?
Nothing. Nothing. All the mystics, all the sages, they speak about the wise stupidness, idiocy, when you become like speechless, baffled, ecstatic, whatever. That state, they all say, there is two ways of being like this, conscious of it or unconscious of it. I'm gonna look for the shaker.
Then we need to be reminded. Then we need to be reminded from children, from school, from very young. We need to be reminded. Or they must help us, or we must help the children that are now being raised, not to lose rhythm, not to lose musicality, not to lose a knowledge of breathing, not to lose
playing. Yeah.
We must preserve, because it's like... it comes for free. It comes on the packet, and then it seems that we ruin it.
Yeah, yeah. You cannot enjoy life.
We have lost the instruction manual. And
they replaced the instruction manual by something else.
Yes. Perhaps one of these two books that we brought, perhaps, or both of them, I think, are instruction manuals. Daniel, we have to make a decision, decisions, because I'm in a state. How you say, come as deal, funny state of consciousness now. And it's 12 o'clock, no, 5 to 12.
Okay.
We have until almost 5 to 1, so we still have 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. 50 minutes. So it's a lot, if we use it well. We haven't almost sung or made sounds or music. And we must give our listeners, if not a good music to dance and go ecstatic, maybe a good reason to laugh, or a good push to go to the toilet or to the fridge.
Not going but, too deep.
Yeah, and the other thing we must do is open some books.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, this is my first time in.
I have with me The Message Rediscovered or The Clock of God's Night and Day from Louis Catiot. And I'm not translating, it's the edition
in
English.
In English, okay.
So this book managed to be translated into English, and that's really a miracle.
I don't know it, I think.
Yeah. And then we have the I Ching. You brought something as well, I believe.
Yes.
And I also have an extra that is a lower key. I don't think that's going to be the manual of our existence, but it could say something interesting for this subject, this theme. Escotado is the author. Las drogas, de los orígenes a la prohibición. Las drogas, de los orígenes a la prohibición. Let's open this one minor just now. I don't give you. Con todo. No, tratad a los superiores eclesiásticos, a los jueces y a mí mismo como a esas pobres infelices, sometednos a los mismos martirios y descubriréis que todos somos brujos. Voilà. That was said by a Jesuit, by a member of the church. It said, treat all my church superiors, treat the judges, and treat myself like these people that you are torturing, accusing them of witchcraft. Torture us as submit ourselves to the same martyrdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find out that we are all witches, magicians, wizards. So you will confirm your accusation. If you accuse us of criminals, and you torture us, accusing us of being criminals, you will find out that we will all say, yes, yes, I'm a criminal, but stop torturing me. We will all say that. Like he was defending that the procedure to judge those we suppose to be enemies, criminals, dangerous,
illegal,
wild people,
wild, threatening, so and so.
It's still happening today.
Yeah, exactly. And
can I have the book if I go to court?
Yes, yes, yes. You can take that for the lawyer and for yourself, and I can, if I can help you on that process. And now that you mention court, I feel that saying on the radio that it would be amazing if through programs like this we can have a end result. After the program, people phoning or writing to a mail address, or writing to the judge, or writing to this legality, and citing you and saying, yes, I've taken peyote, yes, I've taken ayahuasca, yes, I've taken mushrooms, yes, I should go to jail. Like, if Daniel has to go to jail, I also want to go to jail. If this program is worth it, something would be, if it could produce that people that can, are listening would side you to fight this oppression of law, oppression of legality, the state, what is forbidden and what is allowed, this masquerade, this schizophrenia, this. Because what is happening to you, it's really something that could happen to many people that are listening this program.
Yes, it's the same. It happened to the people of what happened in the book, this story.
Yeah.
A Jesuit confessing.
He was talking of the time of the Inquisition.
Yes, yes, I know.
Of course. Oh, my, my, yeah, yeah, do, 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 do. Bim 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 Anybody that wants to phone 93317 7366 93317 7366 93317 7366. Qui vulgui trucar, quien quiera llamar, whoever wants to phone, I don't want to ask them anything. If they want to sing and play an instrument from their room, if they want to sing and play an instrument, or and they have a microphone, they are here if they want, in this very room with what, with Daniel and Jordi and with all the others that are listening and will listen. Our space and time. Hey,
I don't know. I've done already so many things on these 2 hours on the Tuesday. Please open the book, Le Message Rediscovered of the Clock of God's Night and Day from Louis Catiot. You just place your finger, or better if you want a wood. I have a little wood. But
yeah, I can do it with my fingers.
You should never do it, and this is something everyone should know, you should never do it with a knife, with a point,
sharp point,
a metal sharp point. That's what the ancients say, that those sharp points of metal, they dissolve the astral, the magnetism changes.
The power, and the magic of the book. It's like the druids, there's plants. If you go harvest them, it's better also not to do it with a knife, because it has an impact. Okay.
Finger must go more. Let the tip of the finger go cutting the book, and then you just have to choose really one side or the other.
I just
what
go
page?
In there. Okay.
And then what page will that be? And then you find two columns.
I have two columns.
Then you start with the one on the left, and then you read the corresponding
on the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me the number and the book. There is Roman letters on the top.
It's number 26.
26.
Yes.
And the verse?
Thus, due to the fall of a fragment of the luminous being into the dark non-being, the middle being was born.
Hallelujah, yes.
Why, talking. Why the middle being? The fall of a fragment of the luminous being into the dark non-being, the middle being was born. Okay, and now...
You see, that's what we're talking, that's what we were saying just before. And the other one.
What is the other one then?
On the same...
number 26. Okay.
26, prima.
The hot and the dry, and living within the young light of God. And the cold and the wet manifested it outside. 7 times the interior fire divided the unique one, and the stars appeared according to their rank.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What page is you are?
Number 40, page 40.
So the 26. Woo! Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Interesting book.
Bravo, bravo, bravo.
I don't know it.
No, and no. It's a... it's a bad bademecum for the revolution also, because it kind of baffles you. It really shows you that it is alive. It's mm-hmm. a clock of night and day of God. And you open it like this, so it keeps talking to you, becomes your companion, and it that never contradicts one jot of any wise tradition that I know.
It reminds me of you said you want to live life in one moment, in the here and now. But this book goes about night and day of God. So if even God lives in a night and a day, why live in one moment?
That's why. We are aware of being out of that moment. And there is, it seems it always, we'd have to deal with these two aspects at least. I would bring into play also the Seitai knowledge, because for me it becomes explicit that we have five dimensions in which we live, which are dimensions of time and space, with each one with a different time and space, and they are just directions. They are the directions, north, south, east, in west. Front and behind, right and left, within, compacting and expanding, and twisting to the left or to the right. And these five movements, they actually come, you can separate each movement of perception of time and space that goes with it, and a perception of your own self
inside the body movement. Or
each movement is has a psyche or a character, and each time we are changing physically the movement we are living in that moment, we have a different frame of perception.
It's very nice to really go into the body and to discover its very language.
And they're happening at once also.
Yes.
All the movements, abstraction and analogy can take like the sap or the fruit or the... It separates the grain from the straw. But it's all happening together, and there is no straw without grain, there is no grain without straw, or...
That's the magic of the body. But the body is like the earth. The body is part of the earth, and the mind is part of...
It's a body-mind-spirit, that's the...
Yeah, but if the two are separated... And you live
that's
only
our predicament. Our predicament is to find it separated, and trying to go back to that union.
Yeah.
And we don't find a way back to that union, so we use many things.
No.
To try to go back.
In the beginning, yeah.
And some things take us back, and others lead us astray. But they all depend on our attitude. Didn't we say that?
A good way of judging that is, does it really help you to be in the body and to be in the mind in one time in balance? Because if I believe or I feel that if the mind is like believing in fear, or believing in sickness, or believing in war, or just believing in mm-hmm. things that are
in
not
separation,
very nice.
In separation.
Then you will see clinically proven and scientifically proven that the body becomes sick.
Sure.
So it's connected. If the body can be healthy, then the mind will become healthy. And this dancing and what children, like you said, are showing is actually a way to be healthy, to be part of creation, of having fun, of living, of being pure. And going back there in the mind and in the body and being alive.
Please, so all these substances. Please tell me why sugar? Tell me.
Why sugar?
Yeah.
Because it blocks the mind.
But I've seen this movie of bears, and I saw them really on honey, like wow! All these bees biting them.
If it's
biting
honey,
them.
Honey is no sugar. There's a big difference.
But why we are so thrive on honey?
If I believe because it's a very basic thing. It's sweet.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I still think that we are.
I eat 1 kilo of
human.
Honey every week.
Wow!
With the family, but it's we don't have sugar.
Because through sugar we start children on addictions, and they don't know what is a joint or what is a. Ayahuasca or whatever, but they know what is a sweet. They know what is a sweet chocolate, and they start saying no to the real chocolate, like black chocolate, 100% chocolate. They say no, thank you. They want the one with sugar and milk and as sweet as possible. No, why we have already like a biological.
But I've been there. I was brought.
Thing about
I was
it.
Brought up that way myself.
And all the other drugs, they are just similar to a rush of sugar or a rush of. Then we are just trying to go back to that party state, extra, superior, euphoric,
it's ecstatic. It's not only that. It's
energetic.
Also the other phase of who wants a group of people to have sugars because the body is being affected by the sugars, but also the mind. The mind gets blurred and the body starts to do crazy stuff. Plus the body also deteriorates much faster because the sugar is very, refined sugar is very bad. But I also believe that the people,
but no. Let me jump out of okay. the concrete example of sugar, because what I mean is they're gonna not give you the real honey. They give you a sugar. Someone makes money out of making sugar, and if they can forbid you to take honey,
refinery.
I talk that they allow you to have alcohol. They allow you to have tobacco,
okay.
But they don't allow you to have marijuana or mushrooms or even synthetic things that they have not sold you on the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the enemies now is the pharmacy corporations that are the bills of countries about. Pharmacy are big problem of countries that they cannot pay what the pharmaceutical corporations are asking for. No?
That's good news.
The first expense of the whole planet. The first expense of the whole planet for it has
pharmacy.
Changed in the last years. Before it was military. Now it's pharmacy. People spend more on pharmacy than on the world spends more money on pharmaceutical goods than on
making
guns.
Okay.
Guns, and the third one is drugs and legal drugs, and the other one is sex. So that's how, as a planet, we spend our most money. And the pharmaceuticals are behind those that have arrested you. And put you one night in a jail,
and have a sue against you and have all these prosecutor and what you call fiscales, all these things that the law...
It's a very nice show.
Have, no, all this big show, because you had to collect a parcel with some ayahuasca and they detected that package and they arrested you and you have that court case because it was not sent by the pharmaceutical companies, it was sent by some shamans in Peru.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to expose and we have to denounce, that it's just someone trying to make money out of selling sugar to a human animal that needs sugar, needs the contact with nature, needs something that bridges back into that moment.
Yeah, and it's, if you look at it, it's
that's
more
outrageous. That's
it's more than only sugar. It's
but it stands on that same root, I think, principle of us that we need that we go into nature and prioritize, put on top of the list that honey.
It's part of life.
And each one has a honey. That Giordano Bruno was writing an amazing book about the vínculos. I don't know the word because it's so beautiful, the word vínculo. In English would say vinculation, because English allows you to make come the words from Latin or from Saxon or from Germanics or Slavian.
But I do not fully agree.
Each one has a vinculation, has a weak point. The enlightened one.
You're now referring to this medicine, as I see it, mm-hmm. as be it some honey that you need to be, you know. And for me, it's not that way. It's not something like honey, or it's more. It goes to another level.
What would be that more then?
Maybe you can draw a knife in this book.
Yeah, let's ask the book.
But I'll have to read it for you.
The tweet match ring.
Second ring of power.
It's the second ring of power from Carlos Castaneda.
Yeah.
Natürlich hab ich Glück. Natürlich hab ich Glück. Sei sie zerwich, ze wir in the Grot Krop. No, you read it. You read it. Right here.
Of course, I am right, she said. Watch, she crawled back into the cave. Nothing ever came out of this lab. After a moment of pause, she answered my question that I forgot in the entire violence of her show. My left side took my part back, she said. The only thing I did was go to it and visit the girls. I went there 4 to 5 times to give them time to get to know me. It were big girls and they went to school. I thought I had to fight to not to love them, But the Nagual said it didn't matter, that I could love them if I wanted. So I loved them. But to love them was not like, just like loving a stranger. My decision was taken, and my goal was solid. I wanted to go into the other world while I was still alive, just like the Nagual was teaching me. And to be able to do that, I have to be complete. I need my complete mind, and nothing can stop me from going there. Nothing.
Oh, so much. So much. You know what they say about the moment of death? That when we lose the body, this body that we're so attached and so used to and so
grown in,
then we lose these five directions. We don't know where north is and south, where, I mean up and down, behind and ahead, right and left, twist in, twist out, close in, open. We don't know all this. And we, that's why we should train in this life to be centered, so we don't get afraid when that moment comes.
I was already dead when at 18 months. For me, it's very different to say this or to think about it.
What was for you? Can you remember anything?
No, I cannot, but...
But it's there,
know,
you know it's there.
I know it's been there. And, thinking about life and death can be different for everyone.
Mm. But we all have to think of that. We all have to think of that somehow.
And like in Carlos Castaneda, we're even too afraid to think about death. Although we're doing so many things that make our death come much faster than it normally should go, by being addicted, by taking substances, by poisoning body and mind, which is very, very normal in this culture, civilized culture. But as in shamanism or the old traditions, it's normal. It's even, hey, go and face your death as soon as possible.
And
you said
that you don't like comparing honey with this because it's superior. And I understand now that we are,
it's not about
we are in a good track. Look, let's save the concept. Each species of life in this planet has got its honey. And if we put the honey as the apex, acme of that species, the one thing it can go, it can be without, it can exist without, then it's like saying the salt and the water, they are one for the other, they crave one for the other, they look, they are magnets, the magnet and iron, they also crave for one another. The bee is for the honey. But what is our real honey? What's our real superior philosopher's stone substance that can
follow, do what the bees do?
What is our, it's ayahuasca? Is it peyote? It depends on the culture then. It's a cultural thing.
Be a bee.
That's what I want to find. What's my honey, my real honey, so that I don't have to lose my time or my health or my brain or whatever, taking other honeys that are substitutes or are falsations or fakes.
Maybe it helps to look it from a different way, because we're talking about the honey, but you mentioned superior. What if you look at it from the superior side of the story?
Yes.
Which part of a man or a person on this planet, in this life, acts from this power of superiority? And look what happened in history in that mindset. And it's this part that wants to be superior and lives that superior power.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power that is suppressing this very other thing we have been talking about.
Yeah. Why and this masculine expanded and imposed itself and was so respectful, lost respect with the woman's side, with the implicit. Why the explicit? Because men, if we look at the sexual parts, it shows us one shows itself,
mm-hmm.
the other one is hidden,
receiving.
Is receiving, no? That kind of
one
opposition,
is giving, one is
complementary. But it seems that when the man's masculinity exists without being inside, becomes big, but it's not inside the other, it becomes like a
statue.
Una porra.
Like the obelisk standing on the...
What square. Do the police use to for hitting?
A matraque.
No, the matraque?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it seems it has become that at one stage of humanity, and we are like, hey, you relax, relax. Why don't we listen to women? Why don't we go back to the earth and the nature? Because it seems we've gone out of way. And why is that? Why the men or side, this active, imposing superiority, whatever, excluding side?
I do not believe that it came from man or woman themselves. In the natural state of being, there is a difference.
It transcends. It's bigger than human and man and men and woman.
It's only but
it's a fight of elements. It seems
the way you say it, it's like it's only the figure of the man and the woman. It's parts of the man and being woman that can go that way, the suppressing or the victim. But there's other sides also, and it's time to give life to them.
Because I'm still a child asking, why, daddy, mommy, why this has gone so weird and so wrong, and why are these people arresting daddy? Why is all this police coming to our piece of land and taking all these things and asking all these questions, and why? And if they tell me things, because the state has got laws, and I would still say, but why? But why? No, because this man has a superiority complex, and it's being paid to do this, and he believes. But why? But why? I will still ask, why? At the end or at the beginning of it, why has this gone all wrong?
We should have more children in public councils, in...
Yeah,
in law. I mean, yeah. Look at
shame. But
do you know about Anastasia?
You told me about another people.
The ringing Siddha.
But I haven't read anything of Anastasia.
No, because the books are not officially being translated.
Time is going to go, and we almost don't sing. We just make. Tapestry of words and ideas which are amazing and beautiful and yet we should have a program that would last 4 hours and then more of of each thing. I open I Ching without saying anybody. I Ching, el libro del oráculo chino, because we're talking about heavy stuff. And I believe instead of speculating, let's listen. Hablan las imágenes. We are page 84 of this edition. We are at the 13th anagram. What do you call it? 13th?
Number 13.
13th.
Yes.
13. Thung Than. Hombres reunidos. And hablan las imágenes. Veamos qué dicen estas imágenes. Cielo y fuego. Sí. Yo soy cielo. ¿Tú qué elemento fuego, eres? Sí. ¿Tú eres fuego?
No, cielo también.
Tú eres también cielo. Bueno, pues hay fuego aquí de alguien o de algo. Hay fuego en el aire. Cielo y fuego. Hombres reunidos. Solo el sabio es capaz de clasificar los vivos en tipos y dividirlos en grupos. Solo el sabio es capaz de clasificar a los vivos en tipos y dividirlos en grupos. Y ahora el comentario. I say it in English. Sky and fire, heaven and fire, air and fire, cielo y fuego. Hombres reunidos, men.
Man reunited. Reunited man.
Meeting of men. Only the wise is able to classify the living in types and divide them in groups. The commentary from the author, not from I Ching, from the commentary from Judica Cordiglia, is: al igual que los individuos, los aspectos de toda situación son múltiples y con frecuencia imprevisibles y discordantes. Por eso no son comprensibles de un modo inmediato. Precisamente porque son muchos y porque cada uno de ellos cuenta con su lógico desarrollo o punto de vista. Su significado preciso y una razón de ser definida, pero desconocida dentro del mosaico de hechos y reacciones. Punto. Inmovilidad remota del cielo, inquieto y mutante crepitar de las llamas. La imagen de una muchedumbre, de un carácter, de cosas venideras, con las contradicciones, los interrogantes, las sorpresas que forman la trama de toda vida. Habrá que estudiar con calma lo que nos interesa, separar las apariencias de la realidad concreta, lo verdadero de lo falso. En una palabra, comprender lo que es y lo que ocurre. Así podremos entrar en las situaciones con una clara conciencia de todo lo que se ha de hacer para no desperdiciar las energías o cometer peligrosos errores de cálculo. El conocer implica siempre una elección, una aceptación o una conclusión. Sin ilusiones, sin ilusiones y sin miedos. ¡Oh! ¡Ay, ay, 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 ay! It's wonderful to be doing this program tonight and having an illegal alien in front of me. Woo-hoo! In a illegal radio. Yay!
Remote, motionless of heaven. The heaven motionless, remote. While the flames are restless and they're cracking, their mutation continues. It's the image of a multitude, of a character, of things to come. With the contradictions, the question marks, surprises that make the tapestry of life, of a whole life. We'll have to study take along as much time as we need, calmly study what is really our interest, what's really our honey, and separate the appearances from the concrete reality, the truth from the false. In one word, to comprehend whatever is, to comprehend whatever happens, thus we'll be able to enter into the situations with a clear consciousness of everything of that has to be done, that has to be done, in order to waste not our energies. In order to commit not dangerous mistakes of calculation and prevention. Knowledge implicates always an election, accepting, or a conclusion without illusions and without fears. Blessed, blessed, blessed we are. Ah, my God. Discordance. They say we have to accept discordance, the multiplicity. I read in English, but it was only the last bit of it. I must read for you also the beginning, in case you missed what it said to us. This, as the individuals, the aspects of every situation are multiple and often unpredictable and discordant, disharmonic. Mm-hmm. That's why they are not understandable, comprehensible in an immediate way. Just because they are
many, and because each one has its thread of logical development. Each single thing, each single aspect has got its thread, its own thread of logical development, and they are happening all at once, and they are many.
Yeah, they are.
Like you have a ball, a box full of balls, and then you let them, you open and the box and let it all go, and they are all moving around this room, and how can you perceive them all at once and all the directions they're taking and calculate where...
It's superior.
That's why they're not so comprehensible.
No. There's people that can do that, but...
And... Yeah.
I find the I Ching is very... it's a different mindset, really. It's a, there I can see a different cultural way of approach. Find them... like I work with the runes from the Nordic...
runes, yes, yeah, yes, runes. That's another. Yeah. I actually welcome now because this is also like runes,
tarots.
Why we also have this as humans? It seems we have an instruction manual that is not like a book.
I believe this, the title of the book you gave me, is very good. The message rediscovered. It's a message, or be it a sign, like looking at a cloud and saying, okay. I think it's about messages, and sometimes it's hard to listen or to see. I like messages, but they're everywhere. They can be everywhere also.
Then those messages become significant when they are in a map, whether it's a map you have believed in, like somebody gave you a map in, and you follow that, then those signals will become significant according to that map.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether it's an intuitive map that tells you, oh yes, from all those things that are happening, that message is significant. Pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Follow that. Let it be. Don't let it go. Don't let it slip away. That's now. And this compass, like an inner compass, I believe it's very broken for most of human beings.
Yeah.
And the strength of the pushers that have told you, hey, here, yeah, this is what you want, this is what you want, hey, come, this is what you want. We have lost our north, our orientation,
our direction,
towards,
yeah,
these pushers that give us sweets, give us pharmacs, give us legal drugs, give us legal entertainments and legal knowledge and all of that, and distracting them from finding by ourselves what is the real...
But the only thing you can do is step out and find out what is real. But as long as we stay in that circle and be part of that world where people are being controlled, or people are being told what to learn, and people are being told how to dress, and are being told on which side of the street to walk, and so on. As long as you're just part of that, without thinking of which part, which role you are fulfilling, then, yeah, why live on? For me, it's important to be there, but knowing what I'm doing there, what I want to create, what I want to think, what I want to live, what I want to fight for, instead of having an entire world telling me how to do that, but still stay.
But it's also a choice. It's also a choice, I believe, that makes a stand and says, "No, look. Other people know they're gonna die somewhere in their mind, but they don't want to look at that, and they look around and say, those that enjoy life don't seem to ask themselves the meaning of life. They even don't even care so much about the means of getting
that
hedonistic experience of life.
But it's those people that are disrespecting life, and it's those people that are destroying life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's those people.
And we can step back.
All the corporations, all the well. I believe that justice is here to protect people in the first place, but the first place has been replaced by many other places.
What I find is your stand is brave, and I, as I said, I wish you could give a mail address that people can write and say, I want to know better your case, and I want to know if I can help you. If you have problems with law, I'm a lawyer, or I'm a journalist, or I'm a writer, I can write about it, whatever. People that supports, because if when one of us is touched by this big brother that is like, no, you should not be smoking a joint. I'm going to find you, or I'm going to put you into jail, or I'm going to stigmatize you because now you are not liable for being a president of this country. Like, yeah, that when you have records on police, you cannot be many things. Eh? You cannot have certain jobs. You cannot. So they are like playing really vicious game. And I think all of us are being under this feeling of there is a threat out there that it can nail me, it can find me, it can point at me because of one law or one other.
Yeah, and it's only becoming more and more. Instead of
it feels like so many cameras. Perhaps one day they're gonna force us to put a camera in the studio.
And the funny thing is, it's all about safety, they say, but I believe it's all about control.
I can't see the time because I haven't got the glasses on. What is the?
It's almost 1 o'clock.
Okay, so we have to go back to where we were and let Antonio and the repetition of a program that is now beginning at 1 o'clock. Oh, say, but if I don't say, I'm going to listen if it is that. Just a sample of what is listening now on the Frankie. Frankie is the computer.
Hey baby, this is Tilo. I know you said you're gonna call, but I'm leaving town and I don't know if I'm coming back. I'm changing my number, so...
I give it a couple of it was a pleasure to be here one night.
It was a pleasure to be here tonight. El peso de la luz, the weight of light. El peso de la llum, buena nit. Goeienacht.
Contrabanda. Radio Lliure. Sintonic. Ratafia. 91.4.
Apunta, tienes un lápiz y un papel, algo para escribir, un ordenador, un lo que sea. El mail de Daniel.
T-U-V-A-M-A-N und,
Tuvamen.
Tuvamen at gmail.com. Tuvamen at gmail.com.
Tuvamen@gmail.com. Bona nit, doncs.
La ressaca infinita, les caixeres no es miren als ulls.